This is Dan Granger, founder and CEO of Oxford Road. It's been a long month or two. You probably feel the same way. While much of the world has slowed to a grinding halt, many of us find ourselves moving twice as fast as we outrun the earth crumbling beneath our feet, marking the sudden death of the longest bull run in history. Meanwhile, many of us are dealing with feelings of survivor's guilt because we know there are real people suffering and dying and real heroes on the front lines trying to save them. I haven't felt this way since 9/11 when I opted to stay in college and get married instead of signing up for the military. But as a husband, father, working professional, and small business owner, I know that my contribution is not going to be on the front lines of the health crisis. All I can do in some small way is try to help causes where I see them and do my part to flatten the curve. My mission field is not so much in making a dent in the health crisis, but rather the economic crisis. We have a curve to flatten there too. You see, the more fear has spread around the nation, the more jobs are lost, the more debt we incur, the less we all spend, and the longer it takes for us to get back to a time of not just health, but also prosperity. The harder we push, the faster we all get out of this. The more we sit back, the longer it will take. Just to give you some context on what we're up against, Congress passed the CARES Act, the single most expensive piece of relief legislation in U.S. history, $2.2 trillion. That's more than double the entire New Deal, adjusted for inflation, and we got it all at once instead of over a period of years. Within a few weeks, they decided that wasn't even enough, and PPP spending fell well short of what was needed for small businesses. And so Congress is now infusing them with a second round of stimulus, adding hundreds of billions more in debt. Meanwhile, unemployment soars past 20%, with 26.5 million people suddenly losing their jobs. We've got a real problem and a major mess to clean up. We've had a good thing going, and I don't care where you are politically, we all have a part to play in bringing it back sooner than later. Many businesses have been rendered paralyzed by the crisis, completely unable to operate. A few businesses are actually in a position to do well. Most of us, however, we live somewhere in the middle. We are the ones who have to choose. Will we hunker down and squat on every penny as we wait for the storm to blow over? Or will we get out there and continue to take strategic risks to adapt to the current environment and create growth? We who are in that middle group have to make a choice. At my company, Oxford Road, we've been fortunate enough to be able to avoid doing layoffs, and we're reinvesting in growth. And because we are a media agency, we have the ability to support and advise all kinds of companies who are prepared to do the same. That's why we're launching this podcast, Media's New Deal, presented by Oxford Road. Our goal is to inform and advise business leaders about the state of consumer media behavior and how to leverage it for business growth. We're going to have conversations with some of the most influential executives and players in media and bring you practical advice you can use to inform your strategy. For those who are willing and able to continue marketing, you'll have a chance to adapt your business as well as your media and marketing messages to the present times, which seem to be evolving every day. We're doing this to help you not just survive the economic crisis, but to thrive. Together, we can do our part to flatten the economic curve and return to prosperity, not just for our own companies, but for the nation as a whole. There is business to develop, there is market share to gain, and there is a path to reimagine. And most importantly, there are people who are depending on us. Welcome to Media's New Deal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's time to get to work.